Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Red Dragons faithful. Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, hosted by Bo Machante, that features Coach Perry and the next generation of today's Red Dragons players.
Welcome back to another edition. It's year 2021. It's the fourth year of Coach Perry at the helm of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons, and I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're here to give a short little insight to a preview of the season, but also get a big heads up to everyone out there that's interested in that golf outing that's going to take place at Pine Lakes. Shotgun start at 8:30 on June 18th. The Friday before Father's Day, so a nice little Father's Day gift for all those people out there that want to treat their dads to a fun afternoon with some Red Dragons faithful. But with that said, Coach Perry, year four, seems like yesterday we started doing these podcasts. How's the summer treating you so far?
Well, we're, you know, cautiously optimistic for a normal summer, which is tremendous. It's a different vibe from where we were a year ago. I think last time, right around this time of the year last year, we got a message from the governor's office to go out and practice, and we were all kind of like, why? Like, why would we do that? We're not going to play a season. But, you know, this year, I mean, all systems seem like go, and, you know, excited about that. And, you know, just for those of you out listening, I said reach out to Bo, said maybe we should do a little off-season podcast here, update people with the golf outing coming up. We wanted to promote that, and so here we are, first one in 2021.
The first one, and first of many more, and hopefully everything kind of keeps with the same rhythm of getting back normalcy, and these kids can have an enjoyable season with fans in the stands and the cheerleaders cheering, the band playing, and everybody united here at Bo Ryan Stadium as they take on another season of Red Dragons football. So let's get into the golf outing. Talk a little bit about it. It's June 18th, but for those who may never have been there or have done it, kind of take them into why they should join and be out there on Friday the 18th.
Yeah, well, last year, again, it got canceled. So, you know, we had done it the year before, and, you know, everybody seemed to have a good time. The question is, why are you doing this on a Friday? Well, a couple things. One was course availability. And two was course cost. So we get a little bit of a discount for doing it on a Friday. And then when we did it the first year, it was really that availability piece. But then people said, man, this is nice. I got a day off work, or I'm not doing chores at home. I got a good reason to be out golfing. So a lot of our golfers like the idea that it's on a Friday. And then I had actually received a text from former Red Dragon Vince Melillo and said, Coach, I want to thank you for having us over Father's Day weekend. I got, you know, killed two birds with one stone coming home to see Mom and Dad, which we didn't even think of. I told him I can't take credit for that. But, you know, that is a nice thing. You know, some kids, some people that might be interested will be in town that weekend. So, you know, if they get in a little bit early, they can come golf with us. It's $100. Now in the past, it was $80. And we're not trying to be greedy, but what we found was, we had the skins game going on. We had the mulligans going, the 50-50. Everybody was giving us 100 anyway. So we're kind of cutting out the charade and just saying, $100, you get your skins, you get your mulligans, and you're good to go. So just make it easier on those guys at the door that are trying to track all the money down. Everyone was going to cop that 100 up anyway. So we're excited. I mean, Pine Lakes is a beautiful venue. They treat us really well out there. And for us, honestly, more importantly, we want it to be a nice social event. We love the fact that there's so many former players there. Our players will be there working it, and they get to interact with the alumni. And we have some, you know, some prizes and some stuff we do, throwing the football and that. And, you know, just get everybody ready for the start of summer and the turn of what's coming to be football season. So we're excited. We do have some spots available. We've been kind of – lately we've got some steam going. A lot of groups have signed up. But we do have a couple tee times available. If there's people out there, you go on the Niles Frontliners page or my own page, and there's a form listed. You click on it and reserve your spot. You don't even have to pay right then, but we do want to know who's coming. And, of course, for the businesses that want to sponsor us, there's information out there as well. So anyone can contact me at any time. Coach Leonard is sort of the point man on this too. contact him, and then of course any of the frontliner members can point you in the right direction if you want to be involved.
Yeah, and I love the Friday time. I mean, it gets the weekend started. I mean, who doesn't want to not be at work on Friday, and let alone be on a golf course and really start the weekend off?
Yeah, and we do realize there's no way to make everybody happy. You know what I mean?
Well, some days,
Saturdays aren't great for some people, you know, because their kids play, you know, in Little League baseball and soccer that time of year, so that conflicts. This way, if you can get off work, if you're fortunate enough, no excuse not to be out there with us chasing that little white ball.
If I was in charge of it, I'd make it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You're not getting home till Sunday. You might even need to take Monday off.
Be careful. You might get elected mayor with that kind of thing.
Well, you never know. But that's the avenue I'm going. We're going all weekend, all access here on the Mouth McKinley Red Dragons football podcast. Let me ask you this, Coach Perry. Now, this is your fourth year. Now, the last year, you guys, obviously, COVID shut down everything. But in your two previous outings as head coach, and this will be your third outing as head coach of the Dragons, what foursome would you put with some of Niles alumni or frontliners that you think are the best golfers that we're going to see there?
Well, let me just go here, but I might as well just put this out here now. So, played in the outing 2 years ago. And I think we finished, my group finished like middle of the pack, maybe toward the end. And anybody who knows me knows I'm a little bit competitive. So I got my squad juiced up this year.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to the free agent market. I got some dudes that can hit it.
Like the Brooklyn team.
Yeah, the big three going, maybe the big two. I'm not one of the three, so we'll call it the big two. And see if we can't move up the leaderboard a little bit. But, yeah, we had some. There was some real good scores out there last time we did it. But I'll keep my team quiet for right now as far as those names go. But comes time to tee it up, people better be looking out for my group this year. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow! So that is late. That is some breaking news here on the podcast. That's why we do it.
That's right. You only hear that here. Yeah. I haven't told anybody about this until now. Now I told everybody, but no,
that we get here. The Red Dragons football podcast. So once again, all season long, we're going to be featuring Coach Perry and selected players. And again, these are random. Usually what the protocol is I'll come down during the week. Coach Perry, these coaches are in the meetings. Coach Perry will step aside for 10 or 15 minutes. We'll talk about the previous game, the upcoming game, and then he'll grab one of the players that are still available in terms of the weight room or just grabbing after practice. So it's sometimes if you think, hey, my kid's going to be on the show. It's not that we're neglecting any individual. It's more a matter of grabbing kids that are available and not taking up so much of their time between schoolwork and obviously what they're doing here with the football program. And in terms of that football program, hopefully, again, back to that normalcy that we've spoken about so many times on the show. But what are some of the expectations? Obviously, quarterback Leonard, so that's going to be something I think everyone's going to be talking about. But, kind of just shed some light on what you're thinking as we move forward into the dog days of summer and this thing gets rolling.
Yeah, we're perfect. Actually, I think the phrase I used with you a minute ago was cautiously optimistic about what we have coming in this year. Really, really proud of the offseason that most of our kids put in. We have some multiple sports athletes, but that we don't get to see as much as obviously as a coach, you kind of be selfish, but those kids are even getting better by doing those other sports, in ways that they couldn't be down here just lifting weights. So with the kids in the other sports, multiple sports, we have a lot of kids run track this year, which we haven't had in a while. We think that's going to pay dividends. And then we completely, from the ground up, changed our weight program this year. And, I know the other coaches will tell you how happy we are with that change. I mean, certainly we haven't been out on the field to see the results of that yet. But, watching the body shape differences in our athletes, we feel real confident that that's going to pay dividends. And then the other piece we really worked on this off season was a nutrition piece. And I got to give a shout out to the Niles Football Mothers Club because they helped support us. Well, you should have been down here and I probably should have invited you, but every Wednesday we were eating steak and chicken dinners, trying to get the right kind of food in our kids' bodies and did some calorie tracking and things like that. And, that was a real valuable, and I think that's part of why we've been able to see our kids change. Some things we take for granted. We're lucky in our lives, but not all our players are that they're eating properly,
right,
and have access to the food. So between the school and everything being free for lunch this year because of COVID, and then, of course, We have that Gatorade protein program we run with our kids, and then having the actual meals in there. Not a lot of programs get to offer that. I think we had some kids showing up to play just because they're getting steak dinners every Wednesday. But, you know, it's we're lucky that we're able to do that. And like I said, we're trying to go back and turn over every stone that we can to create a competitive advantage. As far as the season goes coming up, like I said, I think we're going to be young in some spots, but very athletic in spots. And you brought up Zach as a quarterback. You know, Zach's kind of a generational talent. You're not going to have a kid like him every single year. But, you know, behind him, Andrew Huffman has been sort of his understudy for two straight years, almost three. I mean, Andrew as a freshman, not really, but for the last two for sure. And, you know, Andrew's got first crack at taking that job. He's had a great baseball season, so it seems like he's matured as an athlete, so that's exciting to see. And, you know, we want to see him in there and compete. And you know what? Just like with Zach and back in the day, we're going to give him some competition too. Maybe throw some other kids that way and, you know, see what comes out on top. But if Andrew's certainly capable in that role. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, in under center come week one.
Nice. And then speaking of another former Dragon, I got Zach Cicero walk on down at Ohio's big news. I remember seeing that on Facebook. I mean, it was a buzz, everyone talking about it. Now he played O-line. I mean, what are they going to turn him into? A linebacker?
Yeah, I think they like him as defensive lineman now.
Okay.
So, you know, his frame, I think, is what they really like. You know, he's 6'4". He's in the mid 200s. I think they feel they could put some weight on him.
And he'll be jacked up. He'll be a 255 guy.
It is crazy. And you think about the NFL draft, well, that's your specialty. But you think of the Bosa brothers, Chase Young. And then, you know, Zach's going to be an individual drills with those kind of guys. And somebody, you know, some people have been skeptical about that. And, you know, it kind of irks me. I don't say much when people do, you know, oh, what's he going to do now? You know, listen, what he's going to go down there and do is he is going to go play with one of the best football programs in the world, regardless of the NFL left.
Yeah.
He's going to have the best of the best for his availability. But most importantly, and this is as a teacher and a coach, he is going to go down there and he is going to learn. He's going to learn a ton about himself. And he's going to learn what he's capable of. And even if it is very hard, that's the greatest learning experience any of us can have. My nephew did it a few years ago, went down and walked on to West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, what was Chris, 5'9", 5'10", 160 pounds when he got down there. And a year later, he looked like a different human being. So having access to their nutrition thing, their weight program, you know, their academics and that, this is a life-changing experience for him. And to be honest with you, it's a tremendous boost for our program because Zach has painted the picture to all our athletes. If you come in here and do it right and do what you're supposed to do, yeah, God made him 6'4". But at the end of the day, we got some kids in that mold that now understand, like, I can do this, and I can do this out of Niles. And here's the fact with Zach. When he was in eighth grade, and that's his team that just graduated, they had a really good line, you know, as eighth graders. Zach wasn't even one of the starters in that group as an eighth grader. And now he's going to Ohio State University. So, you know, that's a great credit to his family, to his mom and dad. You know, and we're just super proud of him. I can't emphasize that.
Yeah, that's excellent. Like I said, that was big news when that hit on. Some of the other, some of the positions that, you know, if people are starting to watch, what are some of the real open, and then this is probably for mom and dad, the kids out there, they're going to listen in. What are some of those, I know you're not saying, hey, you know, player A and player C, their position's locked down because they got to earn it. But what do you know are some open spots where if these kids really bust their tails this summer, they can earn some quality playing time?
Yeah, I think the area where most along the lines of, you know, who's going to be where. I mean, again, you know, we kind of talk personnel at different times of the offseason, and we feel like we have a lot of kids that can play. The next component of that is where can they play? And I think linebacker is probably the biggest question mark. Not that we don't feel that we have enough linebacker. I mean, you never feel like you have enough of anything, don't get me wrong. But it's what kid's going to be best where, inside or outside. Our two outside linebackers, when you're running this 4-2-5, which if you go by the old vernacular, 4-4 kind of defense, those two outside linebackers that we call our Dragons, those are very, very important positions. And they're hard to fill because you got to have a kid that's tough enough to take on a guard, but then can also get on top of somebody and cover. So, you know, those probably kind of where we did the little pin sets of our defense, and then we work around it. So we'll be looking hard to kind of fill that in and then, you know, work off of that. We think we have a lot of depth up front, like maybe different guys, different packages, a pass rush package that could come in. And then in the secondary, the thing that happened last year, if you remember, we went through a lot of injuries with our receivers and
yeah.
off the back. The bonus of that is the next year is we have a lot of kids that got some playing time that likely otherwise wouldn't have. So we feel like maybe we have a little bit of depth there. So
I love it. Now, Coach Perry didn't want me to mention this, but I'm going to mention. So I heard you going wishbone this show. That's a joke. We're trying to have some fun here on the show.
Yeah, it's a funny story, and I don't know where it came from, but he's a friend of mine. I don't mind sharing this out, but the coach from Howland actually texted me. And he said, "Hey, you guys might be running the wing T this year." And I was like, yeah, we're thinking. Like, I don't know where that come from. I mean, we've run the wing T for years. I've coached that offense. And to be honest with you, it probably isn't 100, you know, off the table to do some of that type of stuff. But where he heard it from, but I was like, well, there'd be nothing better than to have Howland, our week one opponent, like practicing the wing T all summer. It's a very hard offense to stop. And, you know, we come out and we're in the spread again. You know, that would be a coup to pull that off. I'm sure it's out of the water if he tunes into the podcast. But, no, you know, to be honest with you, like you say wishbone or whatever, let's start. No offense is perfect.
Yeah.
Except they all are perfect. It's about execution. And, you know, we probably have a good team that could run the wishbone or the wing T because we feel we have a lot of good running backs. So I do think you're going to see us in multiple back sets. And, you know, some tenants, if anyone knows football, know that wing T is a part of what we do. We just do it on the gun. You know, again, a lot of it's going to be, you know, if Andrew is back there quarterback, you know, what kind of play style that fits his skill set. You know, we had the luxury of having the same kid for 3 years, so it became kind of a foregone conclusion that this is what it was going to look like. Well, we have to change that all up this year depending on who's taking snaps. So to me, I'm putting this entire season on our coaches and on myself because I think this is a year where coaching is really, really going to matter. Because we have lost some kids that we've been relying on for 2-3 years. And, you know, change is inevitable. And that's part of the fun part about it from our end of it, to be in this room and to get the pieces right and do all that. That, you know, that's the stuff I love about it. You know, if we do our job well, I don't think there's any reason why we can't, you know, compete. There's a big change. I just think compete and get to the playoffs. And that now the 16 teams, you know, getting the playoffs, not – quite the mountain it was, but I will tell you this, if you get in Division 3, Region 9, you better have your chin strap buckled, because if you get in and you're a 16 seed and you're going to play to one, there'll be somebody very good there. So the challenge doesn't really change from our standpoint as far as who qualifies for the playoffs, but we have to be over that mentality of qualifying for the playoffs, and the next thing has to be competing in the playoffs, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Excellent stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. And, again, we look forward to bringing you more podcasts all summer and maybe even bring some kids on after practices during the day as these guys really kind of get into the meats and bones of building this program up for the upcoming season. But, again, June 18th, the golf outing by the Frontliners. And I believe the Football Mothers, there's a car show, or they already had the car show?
The car show is coming up.
The car show is coming
up. I think it's next – not this Saturday. I think it's next Saturday.
Yeah, and again, and on.
We should have plugged that.
We'll plug it now. No, we'll plug it now.
Last year was the first year doing it, and they did an outstanding job. And that was really cool then because that was another people were like, this is the first show we've had because everything had been shut down, and people were so appreciative. So it was really cool. I will say I'm still so bitter. I brought my bug down, Bo. I thought, I'm the coach of the program. I'm going to get a trophy. I'm going to show, look, I got a trophy, blah, blah, blah. I got nothing. I don't even think I got a vote for my bug. So that was disappointing. I addressed it with the moms to see if this year is any different. I might not even bring my bug. I'm so mad about it. But, you know, it is what it is. There were some sweet cards there. So my bug did not deserve a trophy. I just wanted one because I was the coach. I mean, that was supposed to work. Oh. So that's how I thought it was going to work.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll be maybe a couple years from now when the football mothers do the car show, you'll kind of do what you're doing at golf out and bring in the ringers. Maybe you'll show up with a 1959 Porsche or some exotic Joe.
Get somebody to transfer the title over the day before the show. Yeah. I win it, and then I give the car back. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Think about that. I appreciate that. That's why we work together well, Bo.
Yeah, doing this show for so long and knowing each other basically our entire lives, it's just kind of that ebbs and flows of the show that kind of helps this thing go. Hey, and again, all those moms and dads, everybody involved with the football mothers and the frontliners, coaches, kids, everybody with this program. When you're down here at the stadium, all these events going on, remember, these people are doing this for their love and heart, for not only their children, but for the program and just to kind of make it a better experience for everybody that comes down to this stadium and goes through the motions of Red Dragons football. So a big shout out. Your work does not go unappreciated, and I've seen it firsthand. You see it basically every single day.
It's unbelievable.
And there you always have some knuckleheads out there that like to be negative, but I'm telling you, it's the hard work that goes into everything that goes on. I mean, look at these new beautiful tables inside the coaches den here. I mean, these are fabulous.
I think we rival like the Dallas Cowboys now.
I mean, yeah, Jerry Jones might be mad if he walked in here. Hey, man. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your day. And again, and then we're going to also start having the golf outing weekend. The whole thing. You're taking
a
week vacation.
You're right. We've undersold this. We got to build it up.
Myrtle Beach, North Carolina. Taking outside the state. All right. Hey, folks, you guys know the drill. Apple Music, iTunes, Blocktunes, Spotify. You can catch this podcast anywhere that you listen to your podcast. But as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the 2021 Niles McKinley Red Football Podcast.
This has been a C2P exclusive.